The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. We're back at Doncaster this afternoon for the second day of this year's St. Ledger meeting. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is jockey Tom Queeley. How are you, Tom?
Very good, Mark. You?
Yes, not too bad, thank you. Looking forward to day two because it's the first group racing of the festival on Thursday and it really starts to hot up from Thursday onwards, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, the action is going to be ticking fast today and it all ends off with the Ledger on Saturday.
Yes, you've got a couple of rides there as well, Tom, today. You're on Thunderball, who seems to like it round Doncaster, and Research, who was second in the same handicap that he runs in today at this meeting last year as well. So a couple of decent chances.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, horse stacked on the course, and Thunderball is a bit of a course specialist. So, you'd have to respect the chances.
Okay, well, we'll talk about those chances in a little bit more detail later on in the card, but the first race is the 140, and this is an EBF Fillies Nursery, and it's over 6.5 furlongs. And Le Gargan is the market leader this morning. Had no luck in running last time at Hamilton, finishing third on that occasion, and previously ran well at York's Ebor meeting as well. She's in form, and she's only had the 3 starts. Do you think that the Keith Dalglish filly is the one to beat here, Tom, or who do you like for the opener?
Yeah, there are some horses with vast experience in here, but as you say, Le Gargan has 3 runs, but lightly weighted at 8 stone 7, drawn sort of in the middle. So that's of no relevance really. The one I like is actually a Ranger, who's again lightly raced and stepped up on debut to win very impressively at Salisbury. I think there's certainly more to come from her, and you know, assistance of Sean Levy on board, nicely drawn in 4, and I think if she can improve as much as she improved from her first start to her second start, then I think she can take an awful lot of beating.
Okay, that's the first race. Then on to the second. This is at 2:10, and this is the Group 3 Sceptre Stakes, which is for fillies and mares, and it's over 7 furlongs. Maureen is the favourite for this. She's a dual Group 3 winner, and she's had some good efforts in Group 1 company as well this season. Dropping in class a little bit this afternoon, Tom, do you think she's the one to beat? Winning Express also has a decent form from the Guineas and so on in the past. Do you think it's between those two, or what do you like for the second race?
Yeah, it's wide open stuff. You could make a case for quite a few of these. The one I makes more most appeal to me is probably Anecdote, who's been in a rich vein of form all year. She's done nothing but improve, and every question that's been asked of her, she seems to come back and answer. So I fancy Jonathan Portman's runner on the basis of that. She was impressive at Glorious Goodwood in a decent enough renewal of the Oak Tree. To chase her home, possibly maybe Winning Express, who's fairly consistent, rock solid, and will give her run as she always does.
Okay, on to the third race then. This is at 2:40, and this is the £300,000 two-year-old stakes, which is over 6.5 furlongs, and all of them go in this. All 22 of them take their place in the lineup. It's 6-1 the field here, Tom. Plenty in with chances. Who do you like for the 2:40?
I like Susie's Connoisseur here for Mark Johnson and Joe Fanning. He's been in good form. His form's fairly rock solid. Obviously, Mark Johnson's horses remain in a rich vein of form, as they always do. And I think she liked the ground, and I think that could be the key here today. You know, you could make a case for quite a few of these. You'd have to look down at the bottom, maybe to Boog Happy for James Tate, who is lightly weighted, and maybe at a bigger sort of price could run well. Richard Fahey is a trainer who also does well in this. Richard Hannon sort of farms these races, so he's got Artificial Cool Stay. Kevin Ryan has won this race in the past as well, but I'd take a chance on Susie's Connoisseur.
Okay, Susie's connoisseur there. Then on to the feature race of the afternoon, and this is at 3:15, and this is the Park Hill Stakes, a Group 2 for fillies and mares, and it's over a mile and 6.5 furlongs. And the betting this morning is headed by Oaks Third, The Lark, who should relish this trip. The ground seems to be in her favour as well. She wouldn't mind any more rain as well. And there's been a bit of money this morning for the Progressive Seal of Approval as well. So those are two that are popular in the betting. Tom, who do you like for the Park Hill?
Yeah, Seal of Approval is certainly on the up, but there's nothing you could fault about her vein of form at the moment. But the Lark is the one to beat. She'll relish the trip. She'll absolutely love the ground. There's no doubt about that. Daughter of Pivotal, our third in the Oaks. It's an ordinary enough Group Two for, you know, it doesn't look the strongest renewal of this race. So on the basis of that, I mean, she was third in the Classic at the end of the day, and I think the others will do well to get near her.
Okay, the fifth race on the card is the 3:50, and this is a mile maiden. And Alpine Retreat is the favourite this morning. Looks the pick of those who have raced following his debut second at Kempton. A couple of interesting newcomers in there as well. And another one that has raced in the past is Pupil, who did nothing really on debut at Newbury, but steps up in trip and has been quite well back this morning. 7 into 9 to 2 as we record this. Who do you like for this tricky looking maiden, Tom?
Well, that's quite. It's quite a hint that there has been money for Pupil, obviously well thought of, and they feel that the ground and the step up and trip will be of help to him. It's very hard to look beyond Alpine Retreat really on the basis of his second the last time. Star to Humour shouldn't mind the ground. You'd have to keep an eye on A Hard Divorce, Son of Hard Spun, Jamie Spencer on board, and a High Chaparral of Michael Bell's Raven Ridge on the base of breeding should be thereabouts. So I'd maybe fancy Raven Ridge each way, but Alpine Retreat is the one they have to beat.
Okay, on to the penultimate race this afternoon. This is at 4:25, and this is a 0-90 handicap, and it's over 6 furlongs. A lot of non-runners in this. In fact, let me list them for you. Number 11, Salumi. Number 2, Love Island. Number 13, Muthmir. Number 3, Zakynthos. Number 21, Enderby Spirit. Number 14, Shafani. And number 18, B52. All don't take their place in the lineup, and that leaves Fairway to Heaven as the market leader, as we record this in the morning. But the second favourite is Thunderball, Tom, who's your ride here. We've already mentioned that he seems to like it around Doncaster. His last two wins have come over this course and distance. Do you think he'll bounce back to form today? Because he's been a bit quiet of late, hasn't he?
Yeah, I fancy him. If he bounces back to form, look, he's a course and distance winner. I think he'll absolutely love the ground. Scott's horses remain in good form. He's having a decent season. You know, the sprinters take it in the turns, and it's no surprise to see some of them lose their form. And it's not sometimes because they're running bad. I mean, you've got big fields, and you can finish sixth or seventh, be beaten two lengths, and people say, "Oh, you're out of form." So I wouldn't look too much into his form. He's as good as any of these if he gets his chance. He's up there near the top of the weights, and he's there for a reason because he's got the ability. So I like my chance to turn the ball.
Okay, and any more rain as well this afternoon, that'd suit Thunderball, wouldn't he? Prefers it a bit of cut in the ground, doesn't he?
Yeah. Any rain that comes, any precipitation that arrives, won't be of any hindrance whatsoever.
Okay, good stuff. The final race this afternoon at Doncaster is the 5 o'clock, and this is a 0-110 handicap. It's over the extended mile and a quarter, and we've had Greek War and Conduct vying for favouritism in the betting this morning. You're also back in action, Tom. You're on Resurge, who was second in this last term. Do you fancy your chances to go one better this year?
I do, actually. Yeah, he's the key to this guy is the ground. It was a little bit too quick for him the last time at Sandown. He didn't run a bad race. He sort of got going once he met the rising ground, and I think he'll give each way backers a proper run for the money. Conduct is the one I fancy to give me most to worry about. And Viewpoint would be another one you'd keep an eye on, but I'd take a chance. Like, Resurge is a sort of he's an each way price according to this the betting I'm looking at. So you'll certainly get a run for your money. It's a good race, though, and Conduct is the one I'll be keeping an eye out for.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much. Good luck with those rides today. Enjoy at Doncaster, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow morning.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.